Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. I receive a letter, like a check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do you...
Confirmation accept.
Yeah, what's the 16-digit code there?
2411.
Mm-hmm.
0401-0043-2083.
2083? 2083. Okay, great. And this 858 number you're calling from, is that a good number to call you back on in case we get hung up on here?
Yes, this is San Diego. Yes, 858-522-7101.
Cool. Where are you at in San Diego?
I'm in Kearny Mesa.
Okay, we're in Miramar.
Are you?
Yeah.
We're pretty very close, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Let me pull up your file here.
Sure.
And what's your first name?
My first name is Jorge, J-O-R-G, Lins, L-I-N-S-S.
Okay. All right, and I got your business as Extreme Team Apparel?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. So I have the address, if I could just verify that with you real quick. The number, is this your cell phone number or like the business
line?
This
is my office phone number.
Office
line. 858 is my phone number,
mm-hmm.
The one I'm calling from.
Okay. And then are you guys still at 4360 View Ridge Avenue?
View Ridge Avenue, Suite D.
Awesome. Okay. All right, Jorge, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here? And
sure. Well, first of all, thank you for the letter.
Absolutely.
Just a brief story about the company and myself. I moved 14 years ago from Mexico City to the United States. And I started my own business 12 years ago. We've been in business. And then we start our own brand 6 years ago within the clothing business. We produce cycling and triathlon apparel. And I've been in the clothing business for 35 years. So we used to export from Mexico to the States to certain like huge companies, Gap, Abercrombie & Fitch, etc. But they moved to China, and we closed the factories in Mexico. So then I moved with my family to the States, and I've been pushing and trying to make a business here in the States. So
nice.
That's more or less my story, and I just became a citizen 6 months ago. So that being said, we got a loan, a very, very expensive loan for $60,000 for working capital from national funding. And I'm trying, if I pay back that loan in the first 90 days, I will save some amount of money. I would say 10% of the loan. So what I was thinking is to see if I can get a $60,000 loan to pay it with a better rate, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, or 12 months, I don't mind, as long as it's better, the deal. And also we're looking to acquire a laser cutting machine. The price is like $62,000, which I would like to lease from you or get the money from you. I would like to get a lease because I can deduct everything. It's you know, on tax wise, it's more convenient for the company.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm looking for $120,000. $60,000 is to pay back to national funding. If I can get a better loan from you guys, and $60,000 is for the new cutting laser machine we are thinking to acquire.
Okay.
The manufacturer of this machine, just so you know, it's from China. But they are in the stock market in China. They have like 60 equipment, I guess, 60 machines here in the States working. So they're a pretty well-established company, I guess.
Okay.
And so that's basically the reason of my call, to explore that possibility. Did
well,
I
awesome.
Explain myself properly?
You definitely did, George. Very, very clear, and I understood everything. So it's good to hear.
I
mean,
exactly our chances. To
make this happen. Well, let me ask you a few questions. You said you've been in business for 12 years, but you guys changed the business. And so what about Extreme Team Apparel? How long has that particular business with that name been in business for?
We have the same tax ID number since okay. we opened. We haven't closed the company. The name that we used to have at the beginning was BJP USA. Mm-hmm. With the BJP, I used to have a partner that he put the name, and when we finalized the partnership in Mexico, I decided to just change it to a different name, something more related to what we do. We mm-hmm. produce cycling and triathlon custom apparel here in the States. Okay. And I just changed the name, keeping the same tax ID number. Bank of America, I keep receiving some of my credit cards with the BJP name. I haven't changed it. Mm-hmm. But on my bank account, it's already as an Extreme Team. And with the IRS, I think we are already, we are with everybody else, Extreme Team Apparel.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. The brand, we have a brand. I trademarked a name 7 years ago. The name is Zoka, C-O-C-A. Zoka Gear, it's the name of the brand. We produce our apparel, and we put that label on our product. Mm. Zoka, we have a website. If you want to go to our website, zokagear.com. And so that's the brand, and the company is the one that filed taxes is Extreme Team Apparel.
Okay, so Zoka is the brand. Extreme Team Apparel is
$1 million last year, and was the first year that we make a little profit after my salary.
Okay.
So we did like 15 or 20,000, and I got I collect money via royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like I own the brand, so I charge the company to use my name. I mean, to use the name of Zoka.
Well, very nice.
Basically, I make money out of a royalty, and I made like 100 and, including my car, which I have a BMW, it's a lease. So I think I make personally 125, 130, plus some investments interest. Like we make like 60, like 170, 160 is what our tax return, personal tax return from last year. And then we were pretty close from $1 million in sales. Mm-hmm.
This year, are you trending the same?
No, I was going to explain you. I decide to cut two important accounts
mm-hmm.
that we're giving away a lot of things uh-huh. for them to use our product. So what's costing me too much money, having two or three customers that I was spending, I would say like $40,000 in sponsorship deals.
No, wow.
We just decide to cut. So that means that this year I'm planning to make like $800,000 in sales, more or less. But I think the profits are going to be around $80,000 to $100,000. So I'm reducing my sales, but I'm increasing my profits, which is the goal of any business, right? Doesn't make mm-hmm. sense to sell a lot of money without making money. So I just decide to slow down our sales a little bit, cut those brands. And we're getting new accounts. We're doing pretty well in terms of getting new customers.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to acquire more cycling teams.
Okay.
Just so you know, a cycling team for us, it's like the, how you call it? The cherry at the top of the ice cream. I don't know how
to call
it.
Okay.
Everybody wants those deals because those teams are, I mean, they spend between, I would say, $12,000 all the way to $80,000 a year. So our goal for this year is to get 15 new teams. We already get 6 new teams. We're working hard to get this another 9 teams from here to December. And cycling teams from now until November, they're switching brands, like vendors. So we are hoping that we're going to be able to get at least 5 to 7 more.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we are right now. So we produce, we have in San Diego, we produce for Tri Club San Diego. I don't know if you heard about those guys, or Swannies, it's another cycling team, and
mm-hmm.
we have other teams in LA, some new teams in San Francisco area,
Very cool.
And we sell all across the United States. We have like 180 customers,
Nice.
which make our business more steady. We don't depend a lot on one customer, which in the past, that happens when I used to export, we used to depend on two, three customers, and it was horrible because they knew it.
So when you say a customer, it's somebody who's purchasing or somebody who's a vendor for you and sells. Okay,
no,
purchasing.
A customer is like somebody that purchases product from us. And vendors, we have maybe like 15, 14 vendors that most of our vendors I pay upfront. We don't owe money to most of our vendors.
Okay.
So.
Well, how soon were you looking to bring on this laser cutting machine?
As soon as possible. Just so you know, I'm saving the salary of one guy by bringing that machine. Our strategy is we're launching our retail store in October 1st, hopefully. We are presenting our new line in September in Vegas, in Interbike. And we are
Nice.
hoping. We have like 6,000 email addresses that we've been accumulating in the last 6 years from different vendors. I'm sorry, different customers. So we're planning to start a campaign promoting our website, our store, and we believe that we are going to be able to increase by 100 to 150,000 in sales next year through our retail store. So next year, I'm planning to sell between $1 to $1.25 million in 2017, and getting 15% to 20% profit. So it's going to be a big jump according to my projections next year. So I think this year was a good year to set up the company in a way that allows to grow in a more efficient way, cost-wise. And having this cutting machine, it will increase our quality, will increase our versatility. Production time will be faster, and will save us one salary,
And
which
what's the
is
salary?
it's a guy that makes works 6 hours a day, $11 an hour, $11.50 an hour, $11 or $11.50, now I don't remember. And plus taxes, which is 15-13% more. So it's like, I would say $13 an hour. So if you multiply that times 6 hours, it will give you like $100 a day. Times 5 days will give you $500. Times 4 weeks will give you $2,000, right?
Yep.
And total in 1 year will be $24,000. I would say maybe I was not paying that much. Maybe I was paying him, I would say, 18 to 20,000.
Okay.
So, and of course, always depending on if the guy was going to show up or not, and if the quality was there or not. So,
Right.
by having this equipment, I'm saving. I'm just trying to apply the salary I was paying to this guy, or a little bit less, to the acquisition of the machine, and try to get a lease for 3 to 4 to 3, I would say 5 years, to pay around $1,200, $1,300 a month, and pay back the machine in 5 years.
Okay, 12
So it's more or less the my our plan. And of course, in sewing, when you're doing sewing, when you're sewing the garments, if the cut quality is not there, it's taking more time for the sewers to produce the garment properly and in a more efficient way. So also, I can see that we're going to have some, it's going to be benefits by, or it's going to be more beneficial for the sewing process acquiring this machine. If
Very
that
cool.
makes
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be very helpful for your business and for
Yeah, and
you.
also another thing is going to save me space. So I, because I don't want to move to another building, I just want to keep optimizing my building here. And so the machine, I think, totally. Right now we have a long table machine, like it's utilizing a big part of my back, the warehouse that I have in the back. So with this machine, we're going to be using, I would say, a third of that space. So it's going to, we're going to have free space to maybe make a room for my printers.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now the printers, and you're welcome to come anytime, Jeremy, you or someone else, so I can explain you what the plans are. So so we're planning to move the printers to a specific room.
Okay.
In the back, and just put a wall dividing that. The landlord was open to do that, but I told the landlord, you know, let's hold on. I don't want you to spend that money, and I don't want to sign a lease. I'm signing a new lease. The owner of this property, it's my father's friend from Mexico.
Mm.
This guy came to the States when he was 40, now he's 82. And I've been here like for 9 years, I guess, 8 or 9 years, renting them a space. And I want to stay in the same spot. I moved 5 years ago to this new location. We have like 3,500 square feet, I would say.
Mm.
And we have like 10 employees, 9 or 10 employees. And so basically that's where we are, and that's my story.
Well, very cool. I mean, George, just kind of sitting here and listening to you, I feel like there's something we can definitely do to help. And
well,
I really would.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I really want to help you. You know, I feel like you know what's going on, and your business is doing well. You're at a part of your business where you guys can grow, and you have an opportunity to grow. And I think
just need to find the right partner financially.
Absolutely, and you know, we would love to be that partner for you.
There is no way we're gonna go back. I mean, in terms of closing the business, or no, we're gonna grow the business. Period. There's
awesome.
No alternative. So we need to work hard and make it happen. That's
I like the
that's
attitude.
Why I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you. So here, let's do this. Let me. What's a good email for me to send this application over to?
Sure. It's. Oh, you want me to just go in online and fill the application? Because
no, because I need an actual signature on the application,
okay.
Which is why.
Okay. Sure. So one question.
Sure.
Do you have. I don't mind if you run my credit score. I just try to avoid that as much as I can because I've been learning since I moved to the States. I didn't have an idea when I moved that the more people goes into your credit score, it's no good. So do you need to run my credit score?
We do, yeah, but we just do a soft pull.
Okay, I just want to know.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I mean, I'm not like the best credit score right now, but it's all right. No problem.
Okay.
I'm not behind in my mortgage, and I'm not behind in other accounts. So that's fine. I will put in, you're going to need my social to put it in on the form?
On the application, yeah, I'll need it.
On the application, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I like you, so I will see what we can do together.
Absolutely, that sounds great. So what's a good email for
me
to send?
Let me give you my email, Jeremy. I'd say J, like John, and then my last name is Lins, L-I-N-S-S, Lins, at ZocaGear.com. Zoca, it's with CS and Zebra. O, C as in Charles, A as in Apple, Gear, like G-E-A-R, Gear, ZocaGear.com.
Okay, so I got J as in Jerry, L as in Larry, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, S as in Sam.
Yes, perfect.
At ZocaGear.com.
Zoca, yeah, Z-O-C-A, Gear.
Perfect. Okay, George, I'm going to put something together and send an email your way with the application and along with the short list of docs that I would need. I need 6 months of your guys' business checking account.
Sure.
And then
I'll
I need the 2015 tax return.
Yes, we always my accountant filed for extension, but we're gonna have it pretty soon. Yes, pretty soon,
okay.
Means like in a week or 2 weeks.
Okay, well, if you don't have 2015 right now, if you can get me 2014 because it's extended, then that'll work just as fine.
Sure, that's fine. I do have 2004. It wasn't that good, but I have it. No worries.
Sure, no problem. Hey, George, I would like you to take down my direct line because I want you to call
me
if you have any questions.
Let me grab a pen.
Okay.
So your name is Jeremy with a JS and John?
Yeah, Jeremiah is actually what
Jeremiah.
Go by.
Okay, sorry, Jeremiah. Okay, and your last name?
Is Ladner, L-A-D-N-E-R.
Okay, Ladner. And this is from Cardiff, right?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. two important things that I want to share with you.
Sure.
So that way you know. The deal that I have with the machine, I'm saving like $6,000. If I can close the deal before September 10th with these guys, they have a show, a trade show in Vegas, and they send me a letter. That's why I contacted them like 2 weeks ago talking about this promotion. You know, like everybody tried to push their sales. They were saying if you close before Vegas, you have these discounts. So I was saving $3,300 in installation and training fees. And then I just got another $3,000. I asked for if they can do something else, and they emailed me back yesterday saying they can do $3,000 more. So I will get those discounts if I can close the deal before
September 10th. Well, let's make that happen.
Let's see, that's a good savings. Let's see if we are in a position according to your specialist. We can get the funds. And then also with the other guys, with the national funding, I have, well, with them, I think I have a little bit more time, but the sooner I can pay them back and get something, a softer loan will be helpful for my company.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's do this.
It's going to be hurting our cash flow.
I totally understand. All right. Okay. I'm going to, George, I'm going to send you two different applications, okay?
Sure.
One is going to be.
Can I get your phone number?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's 858.
858.
909.
88. 67. Okay. And if you want to visit the company anytime, just let me know. I'll be happy to have you here.
Absolutely. That's great. I appreciate the invite.
Sure.
I'm going to send you the two different applications. If you could just fill out both. They're both short one-page apps. One's going to be for equipment. The other's going to be for capital. I just want to get some different options for you. And once I get you approved, we'll kind of discuss together what's best for you and your business.
Okay.
And then hopefully we can start a relationship with you and work something out. You know, you're a growing company.
Okay.
And we would
absolutely
like to grow with
you.
Well,
we've been, I think the tough years, we've been passing the tough first 5-6 years with the company, and I look forward for a great future in the next 5 years. So
that's
awesome. I can partner with you guys, and we can grow together.
Absolutely, and we're local too, so we're in the same city, you know,
yep,
so it sounds...
Great. I love that.
Yeah, it's great. So, George, I will send you this email in about a few minutes here. Get the info back to me when you can.
Sure.
And as soon as you do, the sooner you get it to me, the sooner I can work on getting you the approval. And let's try to get you at least that machine here before the 10th and save you some money as well.
Sure.
Okay.
No,
and if you need...
I'll wait for your email, Jeremy, and it's been very nice talking to you.
Absolutely. And if you need anything, please don't hesitate to give me a call, shoot me an email
for
any questions that you have, George.
Sure, I will.
All right. It was great talking with you and nice meeting you.
Absolutely,
take care.
Jeremy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.